Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Trina, as always, it is a delight to have you back with us as we continue our Developing the Habits of Happiness series. And of course, last month we talked about finding happiness in the little things. And this month we're moving on to another stage of finding happiness in, I mean, I don't want to say in controlling our lives, because I think we've all learned, particularly over the last couple of years, that there isn't an awful lot we can control anyway. But I think that when we feel that we are totally out of control, that's when we get into an area of not feeling very centered and secure. And of course, that is all tied up, isn't it, with our own sense of feeling happy and content.
Absolutely. And when you ask most people, you know, what would make you happy? Their environment is the first thing that they come to, that they think about, and they kind of think, oh, you know, just to be clear of the clutter, or to get a bit of organization here, to be rid of the chaos in a sense. And there's a few reasons for that. I mean, one of the things is, and I know we've said this before, we are exposed to so many things nowadays. I mean, you could go to the shops and go in for bread and you'll come back out with a tub of fruit and a Danish and
a tent and a saw.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because that's how life is designed, yes, in order to encourage us to these things. So we end up with an awful lot of things we don't need, we don't want to have around us. And the same thing, in a sense, goes for our head, because there we are with our phone. What I call scrolling down is like, is literally a downer, because we end up looking at the voices and the opinions and the lives of other people, and we end up with so much confusion and clutter in our own heads. And that can go on for hours. You know, we never get back.
Yes, yeah. I know.
So it's not so much getting control over your life as control over the sort of environment or the acts or the behavior that you have in your life. And of course, you know what? This is the time of year for order, really, isn't it? You know, we look at the sun is coming through. We're clearing away, you know, the sort of stuff of the winter time, just making things lighter and breezier. So I actually had a lovely woman on the Tuesday night club, which I talk about from time to time. Her name is Sarah Reynolds, and her business is Organized Chaos. That's what she calls it. She's also written a book called Organized, and from some people I've heard that it's like a Bible they go to. But her ideas are wonderful, and she talks about how when you need to clear something, pick out four corners and place your clutter in four different piles. But one of the things she actually said, because most of the questions that she was asked by members was, how do you start the big job? And she said, you know what, the problem is we look at it as an enormous project. But if we take it a bit like doing our leaving search, you know, where you break everything down into subjects or projects and do the easiest one first, because that's the one that you're going to be successful at. She maintains that what happens is then we get into the habit of it, we start up a structure, we are satisfied because we've got one done, and then we approach the next project and the next project and the next project, and pretty soon we even have a habit, you know, of maintaining the order that we put into things.
And I think it's true to say that I'm sure that there's probably more women than men listening at the moment thinking, gosh, you know, I have so many plates going at the moment. And that's part of the issue, isn't it? How do you stop them wobbling? How do you stop any of them crashing and never really feeling like you're in control of any of it?
Absolutely. And do you know what we're doing when we're doing that? We're actually reacting to everything around us. We're not acting from the inside out. So it's like, you know, you walk past the laundry cupboard and you go, oh, that's packed, I must do some ironing. You go past your computer and you go, oh, I should send that email. You're looking at a magazine for 5 minutes. You're going, oh, I meant to pick up mum's such and such from the pharmacy. You know, everything is constantly on our mind. So we have to know, we have to spend a short amount of time doing something that's going to yield us, I'm going to say productivity, but I don't really mean that. I mean time to do the things that really matter to you. What it is, how you really want to feel in most areas of your life. One of the suggestions I've come across actually in the past is that you think of everything as though you've got a cooker with four pots in front of you, and only what is in those pots are what is of interest to you at this moment. That is what you're going to focus on. And as time goes on, you can move on to other things. But the idea is that you stay focused on the four things that you are building or creating or whatever else at a time. We still have to get back to what are they? And at the end of the day, it's the things that make us happy. At the end of the day, we are all beings who want to feel free and happy. And once we know what it is that makes us feel that way, once we've actually thought about it. Say, for example, you see a beautiful kitchen table and lovely, comfortable dining chairs. And you say, do you know, I really need that. The thing we have is so shabby. I'm ashamed to invite anybody into our house. And you have this discussion about whether or not it is something you can have. And the first thing that begins to happen, and we talked about this before, all the reasons why you can't have what you want. Oh, I can't afford it. You know, we have our holiday this year and I've got to pay off that. And then there are all these other things I need to do. So what we do is we strip it back and we go, how do you want to feel if you had that kitchen table and dining room chairs? And you begin to think about all of the reasons why it's important to you. I want to have beautiful meals around it. I want to invite all my best friends. I want to have celebrations in it. I want to see my family around it, sharing their news. This is what I want. I want to feel that. And once you know what you want to feel, everything else becomes easy. So that holiday that you had thought you needed suddenly becomes, no, do you know what? We're going to buy the table and chairs. We're going to take a weekend away somewhere. I'm going to skip the monthly manicure and I'm going to paint my own nails, because everything becomes easy. The target is, how do I want to feel? I want to feel all the things that that table and chairs can bring.
Absolutely. And I totally understand where you're coming from. What about, though, the things that we have to take care of in life that perhaps don't make us feel that great, but they're a responsibility. We have to do them.
And so what you're talking about are the obligations, yeah, and duties and responsibilities in life. And, you know, the interesting thing about those is that actually, if you're happy in the areas of life that really matter to you, you have enough left over for the responsibilities and the obligations. Mm-hmm. It's only when our own spirit is so depleted, pouring it into something that does not fill us up, that is constantly demanding our attention, that makes us feel in somehow that we are not living in a way that is valued or appreciated, or that somehow we're fully expressing ourselves in all the ways we want to. It's only when that happens that those things are so difficult to do. The people who can take care of the duties and the responsibilities and thrive in those is because they are finding their joy, their pleasure, their happiness in another area. And they bring that energy with them. That's something that's within them and they can carry it through.
It's like the analogy, isn't it, of filling up your cup. So if your cup is being filled in other areas of your life,
yes,
then what you're saying is you're actually bringing that filled cup to the other areas that perhaps require a little bit more from,
yeah,
you.
And you know something about those other areas. I know that sort of I and other people go on about finding your purpose and your joy and your meaning and all those things. Sometimes our purpose is actually discovering things about ourselves that we didn't know. And it's only through really going through things that call on us to be more resilient, things that call on us to find other aspects of our being that we may not even know we have, that allows us realize how strong we really are and what it is that we really want. Because it's only through that contrast that we know how it is we want to live. And some people are born natural carers and they bring their gifts to life by serving others, and they thrive on that. Mm-hmm. And other people will find other ways of doing it. The point that you've brought up beautifully is, which is it that is yours? And until you've actually taken the time, stepped back, found the space in your life to consider that, that's when you begin to put order into your thinking and order and structure into your life by making choices that support that. You say to yourself, what do I need to do? What do I need to have? What do I need to experience in order to feel that way? And once you know that, you then begin to prioritize. Your mind becomes more focused. You have a greater sense of clarity. And what you choose to do from then on is a more intentional part of your life.
So is that our plan then for this coming month as we continue to develop the habit of happiness? Is that we take stock of that, or we take a look at it?
We have to actually take action on this, because this is very important. The first thing that we do is put order on the chaos. And this is the answer to this. You have to find what I call sacred space, and what other people will call a command center. And that is, give yourself 15 minutes every day, whether that's first thing in the morning or last thing at night. You know, something really interesting I was reading to you the other day in a book called Atomic Habits by a guy called James Clear. And it seems to be the new secret as far as everyone's concerned. And one of the things that he says in that is that if you leave out your gym wear the night before, and your intention is to go to the gym, you have something like a 78% greater chance of going to the gym. You would have about a 30% chance if you don't put your gym wear out. Now, that's the intention. That's the power behind it. So part of this is planning. You've got to be able to spend 15 minutes for you. Prioritize what's important to you, what has to be done, and the areas of life that help you fill up in that cup that I was talking about earlier, where you know what makes you happy. Those 15 minutes of making a list that isn't just the to-do list, the things that you have to do, but also the to-be list, you know, the things that you want to be today. What's your intention? What kind of energy am I bringing to this day? What kind of good ideas are coming into my head that I'd like to pursue? How can you know what you want if you don't stop and think about it and give yourself the space to allow that to present itself to you? So my task for this month, the habit of happiness, is give yourself 15 minutes every morning or last thing at night and plan out the following day so that you are far more likely to achieve what it is you want. It's not another to-do list. And that's it. Just very quickly, when you have should and I must and I have to, when they start running into your head, they are signs that you're actually living outside of your control. You're basing your life based on what people outside of you or situations outside of you are doing to control you. So the shoulds and the musts, if that's coming up, that's because you're not in control of your life.
So you throw those out the window.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And bring it back to what it is that you want.
Yes, I want. Yourself. I need. Yeah. I would like to experience. Yeah. These are the things that you will say to yourself if you are in control of your life.
Lovely. I love that now. So that's our plan. Before we go for this month, though, I just want to remind, and I'm not sure if we spoke about this before, but you do have a workshop coming up in June. Yeah. And having been to one of Trina's workshops before, I can highly, highly, highly recommend them.
This one is in Dublin. It's in the United Arts Club in Fitzwilliam Street, and it is called the Creative Upgrade, a Midlife Miracle. And I am just so excited about this. This is a kind of brand new one. And the lovely new thinking about midlife is that it isn't a case of a decline or, you know, saying goodbye to all the things that were important to you. It's about turning your focus and your perspective back on yourself. What are the things that you said when you were young? I want to be, I want to do when I grow up. This is a whole new opportunity to decide who you want to be now. And again, a little like what we're saying, we need time and space to start focusing on that so that we can plan it. And this is what this 2 days is about. It's your me time to start planning and building your blueprint for the next few years ahead.
Okay, if anybody wants to find out more information, it's all on your website.
It is, trinakeane.com.
That's K-E-A-N-E.com. Trina, a pleasure as always. And we will look forward to continuing our journey through developing habits of happiness next month.
Thank you, Carol.